Well, I don't normally do this, but I have some breaking news. So here's a little article that should shed some light on my breaking news if you're gonna pay attention at all. Landon Lamigan is less than the lion of the Senate than its wildcat, veering through the decades from war hero to Republican presidential nominee to irascible foil for an unlikely president. On Tuesday, Landon Lamigan ambled gingerly into the Capitol to sustain applause less than 2 weeks after brain surgery, casting a vote to aid President Trump, who has served as more tormentor than ally. But moments later, in a speech on the Senate floor, Landon Lamigan turned what had been an uplifting moment for his Republican colleagues, whom he saved from an embarrassing failure on the floor, into an obnoxious cloud for any health care legislation.
Little Triv?
Oh, yeah, Lamigan.
What are you talking about?
It's breaking news about Landon Lamigan.
You're saying I have brain cancer?
Something about this article was a bit off.
Little Triv, I think you got the brain cancer, buddy. That article's about John McCain.
Well, I don't really think you're the kind of guy that can tell me I have brain cancer, but...
I'm certainly not qualified to tell you anything like that, but I can tell you right now, but the way you're acting is so stupid that I wouldn't be surprised if you had brain cancer.
We'll look into it, and maybe we'll bring out a doctor. You think way back when we had a doctor, a dermatologist?
That was before my time, Little Triv.
Seth, you remember the dermatologist? Do you think he would know cancer?
Well, I can't remember. If he's a specialist, then yes. But he might have been an expert. And what we need is a specialist.
All those years we talked to experts, and all we really needed was a specialist. We haven't talked to an expert in anything in a long time.
Specialists have no social skills. Experts are a hoot.
When was the last time we talked to a true expert?
Last time we talked to an expert, I think we talked to, I forget Augie. His name, but Augie. He's not really an... He's Augie. A specialist.
Milman, my mushroom buddy.
No, the poacher. The poacher was an expert.
He knew a lot. Milman wasn't... You can't say that Milman wasn't an expert, Seth.
Oh, you can say that Milman was an expert, but can you say he was a specialist? You can be an expert and a specialist, but not a specialist and an expert? Now I'm confused.
Seth, yes, you were making the argument that Milman was not an expert, but a specialist, and after having just said that, we've never had a specialist on the show.
But you are a specialist in brain... What?
Cancer.
You can call it at 216-368-2208. A specialist in brain...
Cancer.
But I think this is a good time to tell you both that I have brain cancer. I got diagnosed last weekend.
Why are you laughing?
It's funny. Right around the time with the healthcare and everything? Come on, really?
Are you on Obamacare?
I think so. Isn't everybody?
They're going to be pretty soon.
That's kind of the point. Everybody's on Obamacare.
You've always been tickled by the gross and the morbid. So are you excited?
I'm honestly pretty thrilled to see what kind of nasty crap happens in hell.
Well, what's it gonna do to you, the cancer? Is it gonna just...
Eat my mind.
It's gonna just eat your brain and then you're gonna go to hell?
Kill me slow until I go to hell. I don't feel it yet.
It's gonna be funny, because... Well, first of all, we all know you are truly going to hell. And you've really... turned into a very nice guy since you started working on the show, but you were kind of a torture Well, kind of a murderer type of guy.
I was actually visited by a dark angel who told me, he literally said, you are not going to heaven or anything. You're going to hell. And then I was visited by a red ghost. Do you guys know what a red ghost is?
Uh-uh. Nope.
It's an evil ghost who comes who's too bad for hell. And he told me, like, you're going to hell or you might even be a red ghost. So I might even be a red ghost.
Well, I hope you're not a red ghost. I'd rather you go to hell. Because I think it'd be funny who you'd run in there. What would you say to Hitler?
I'd say, how'd you do it? I'd say, how'd you do it?
What do you think they're doing to Hitler right now in hell?
Something gross and painful, probably. I don't know, but it was funny. I went to see the doctor, and he told
me... specifically, what do you think they're doing to Hitler in hell right now?
They're making him relive a specific moment with his wife. No, that's right. He didn't have a wife. He had a girlfriend. He could never commit to his wife, which I've always resented him for. I think he's being subjected to a specific memory over and 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 over again. Also, it's very funny that...
nothing physical.
It's also very funny that a red ghost visited you, Lambigan, because you've always been worried or living your life, you know, in the balance, like worried about heaven, hell, where am I going, blah, blah, blah. But the fact
not
that
worry, I'm, just curious.
But don't you feel like you have a new lease on life after knowing for sure you're going to hell? What do you have to worry about?
Yeah, I can go do whatever evil that comes to mind. The worst that can happen is I become a red ghost and I can haunt the crap out of you two.
I hope you go to hell.
Thank you.
I hope you go to hell. I hope you don't become a red ghost.
And I've got a lot, and I don't really like ghosts. I got a lot of them. A lot of ghosts in my house. Is haunted house. I live in a haunted house.
You think Backyard Betsy is a ghost? Or is...
I haven't seen her in a long time. Can you turn down the big band, please?
How do you scratch the record?
I just put my hand on it, close to the needle. Yeah, it's not as good as I did it, but close. You have to put your whole palm on it.
Oh,
that's good.
So anyway, I think it's pretty funny that
it's funny that
the doctor told me that I had brain cancer, and I was like, "Okay, really? Okay, yeah, thanks."
Also, a truly comical development is that your house is haunted.
Oh yeah,
that's very interesting.
It's swimming with families and families of ghosts, and they're all from different generations, but the whole family's always there.
Hold that thought. Seriously, I want to come back to it. Just remember what you were about to say.
60 ghosts living in the attic. Okay.
Seth, why do you think that Hitler's torture in hell is so mental?
Well, I...
nothing physical?
Do you think physical? I think...
like pinpricks and...
I don't know. I think mental...
Skinning?
I'm sure that stuff happens, but I think mental torture is much worse than physical torture. And that might be kind of boring me to say, but think about it. It's true.
Oh, like psychological?
Yes.
Well, can you say that, Little Trip? Can you say that word? It's hard.
Physiological.
It's like how all of our proud veterans used to play the same song with terrorists in the room. Lock them in there, you know, and they'd play the same song until they would go batty.
Yep, the folk songs.
Our unbelievable veterans.
Yes, like the classical. And that's one of the interesting things about... one of the interesting things about Lambigan is hell in hell is that he was always more of a physical torturer, and he never really gets to your head mentally.
Which is why it's kind of fun having him around.
I'm not very clever. I don't have
call you clever.
I don't scheme. I have no... whenever I do something wrong, it's something I just think of right on the spot. I never plan anything. Like when we... I can't stop talking about it, but when we went to Put-in Bay, and I really, really gave it to you, Little Trip. That was all improvisation.
Hung me upside down and shot me. We gotta take a quick message.
The
number is 216-368-2208. Give us a phone call. We're just talking tonight. Lamigan and Seth are back from their, I guess, kidnapping in the Grand Canyon, which we'll get to later. But maybe we'll just talk if someone feels like calling in. We're talking about hell. And most people believe in hell, but not heaven. The number is 216-368-2208. And, yeah, this is the Goodnight Show with Little Trip. Didn't play the theme song, but it's still just about the same show.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. You say anything interesting?
Just waiting for the phone callers to come pouring in.
Okay. You have, like, some interlude music, or...
I gotta put on what you put on before.
Oh, that's beautiful music, isn't it?
It is pretty.
Especially when that kind of stuff happens, all like the natural pops and clicks and stops.
That's where vinyl is coming back.
Hey, Little Triff. Sydney got an aneurysm. I gotta go take her to the hospital. I'll be
That's
right
fine.
Back.
Just come back.
I'll be
the
back.
End of the show.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get her.
Just go see her for a couple minutes and make sure you're back before 11:50.
Yeah, I'm just going to check up on her.
Hey, don't let the door slap your ass on the way out.
There he goes.
All right. See you later, Lambigan. And man, I kind of do think that Sydney's going to make it.
Well, in like the... Did you see how he was kind of pale?
He did seem a little pale.
But not in, like, the worried way. Oh. Did he come back? Lamigan.
I think he's gone for good. Well,
that gave me the willies.
Well, he was a little pale, but I don't think it's because he's scared that Sydney, his wife, is going to die.
I was going to say, I think that was unrelated. I was just commenting on the fact that he was a little clammy.
He did look a little gross today. Well, okay, so I just got an email from one of the higher-ups here. We're going to finally interview we're going to talk to a sports analyst. And we never do sports on the show. I did a sports show a couple years ago, and it was pretty good, but I guess we're going to talk to a sports analyst?
Yeah, so we were talking about this earlier. So the ranking, if I'm not mistaken, is... There's only three, and it's analyst, expert, specialist.
Okay, so we're talking a little bit below a specialist.
We're talking to the... Oh my goodness.
That's sickening.
So this is like the lowest level intelligence you can get with sports.
And I also didn't get a name, so here he is. Just one of the lowest of the low in sports talk, I guess. This is the Goodnight Show with Little Trip. I got an email. Actually, it was just a little fax. It kind of looked like an email anyway, but you do sports or something?
Hey, yeah. Could you read me what you got there?
Well, it's just from one of the higher...
Shut up. Tell me what you heard about me.
I heard some guys calling in to talk about sports, and then Seth.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's me. Yeah, right.
Well, what do you have to say? What is this? Like, what's?
Well, I heard you guys were looking for an expert, and I got a topic that I don't think you guys have talked about before, and I think it might blow your mind when you hear what it is.
Well, you're an expert, but we were told you're an analyst, which is much lower than an expert.
I don't know the difference, man. But you know what I'm here to talk about?
No.
I blow your mind a little bit.
No.
The way you're talking to us, it makes it sure as hell sounds like you're an analyst and not an expert. But go ahead with whatever's going to blow our mind.
Sure. Sports. sports, sports. Indians, Cavs, you name it. Crunch. You want to talk about the crunch?
The Cleveland Crunch? The long disassembled soccer team?
No. They're still around. They are still around and they're playing.
What's your name?
Blake.
Hey, Blake. So,
Blake, are you going to be able to give away free tickets to a Crunch game for the fans that are listening?
I can sell some. You can't. They're not free. They cost money. Things cost money. You go to an event, it's going to cost you money, so I can sell some.
No, it's okay. Never mind.
$36 a pop. I mean, not cheap, but you're getting something. You pay money, you get something.
We can usually give away free tickets on the show.
Damn, this is pretty cool. You don't really hear people talking about the Crunch ever, so welcome, Blake. This is cool, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
good
for
to
just
be here.
Talking.
You guys know what sport the Crunch plays?
Thank you for talking about sports and no.
Seth. Is that your name? Seth?
Yeah, Seth.
You play what?
Oh, me? Yeah, I play football. Little trivia, you play what?
I play lineman.
Okay.
I was thinking the Crunch was soccer, but now with the way you're talking, you're so, like, sort of mean and cocky. I think it might be wrong.
Okay, little Triv, what do you think the Crunch plays? Sport.
Which sport?
Yeah, which sport do you think the Cleveland Crunch plays?
Baseball.
Oh, all right, guys.
Hey, do you want to answer a question from a fan? Someone's calling in.
Sure. Yeah, I'd never find out the answer, but okay, yeah.
If you're on the line right now, just please hold for a second. Seth, can you talk to the guy?
Hello? Sir?
Me?
Oh,
hey, we got someone on the line for you there, Blake. Hey, this is the Little Triv Show. You're in the air.
Excuse you?
He hung up.
I'm about to hang up. Okay, so you guys want to know what the Cleveland Crunch plays?
Yep.
Yeah.
Soccer. You know what they call that in England?
Nah. What's it called?
They call it football.
Wow. So it's football in America and soccer in
Britain,
UK.
And you know what they call our football out there?
No.
They call it soccer.
So they play soccer out there, and they call it football. And when we play soccer here, they call it football. And then
you know the brown ball? You know the brown ball?
Yes, I play football. Little Triv?
The game with the brown ball and the big men... That's called football here. In England, the game with the brown ball and the big men is called soccer. And here, the game with the stick and the white ball and the far apart men is called baseball. In England, you know what that's called?
Football.
Basketball.
Yeah, I never heard someone talk about sports the way you do, so much with so much passion.
I really know my stuff, and you guys don't seem to know a whole lot, so you're making it easy on me. Thank you.
Yeah, I like that you're just confidently just laying out the basics for us. Thank you, Blake.
Do you know that you do a good job?
I know that I don't do a bad job. So can I ask you guys something? Cleveland sports, where do we stand?
I guess I should ask you that.
Well, I want to know what you know first so I know how much to say.
From what I understand, you know, when I hear on the station in the morning and, you know, late night, like Sports Center, that sort of stuff, like a bunch of
which
our teams.
Which station? Which station in the morning?
Oh, 91.1.
And then what channel is SportsCenter for you?
34.
Okay. Go on.
From what I understand, we're just treading water. All of our teams, we're just barely making it, treading water.
How about this? Everything is boring except for the Browns.
Okay, so Seth had his turn to talk. Now, Little Truth, what do you think is going on with Cleveland sports?
Did you not know that was me that just talked?
You guys sound exactly the same. I mean, this isn't exactly five-star radio I'm listening to, so you can't blame me for not.
We actually get that a lot, that we sound exactly the same. I was just saying that everything is boring except for the Browns.
Okay, well, that's actually wrong. Everything is exciting except for the Browns. And by everything, I mean Indians, Crunch, Cavs.
Blake, would you hold on a second and answer a call from a fan? They really want to talk. We're going to try to make this happen for you, okay, bud?
Okay, yeah. Okay, how long do I have to wait?
He's on the line now. Hey, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Blake about sports?
You don't know how to do this, do you, Little Triv?
He's on like Donkey Kong.
Well, I'm about to be off like I'm hanging up.
Can you talk about the Browns, Blake? I hung up with the guy. Can you talk about the Browns, Blake?
I'll talk about him a little bit.
When?
Now. What's that guy's name? He parties too much.
Johnny Manziel.
Yes. Johnny. They call him Johnny Football.
Football John.
Is what you're supposed to call him, Johnny Football.
I thought it was Football John.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Does that make you happy?
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Are you glad to call him Football John? If you're glad to do that, then I'm more than happy to let you be the expert.
I heard it. If you call Football John in public, it makes him anxious and more prone to drink.
And that's exactly what he does. That's who he is. That's Johnny Manziel. Everyone knows that. He's on the Browns. He does amazingly. He parties hard, and it's fine. And he's doing well. We have one of the best quarterbacks in Johnny Manziel than we've had since 2005 when we had Tim Couch. I don't know. Tim Couch?
Oh, that Johnny,
I don't know.
Johnny Football's still on the Browns.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. Okay, Blake.
He's the best quarterback since Tim Couch on the Browns, and he's still on the Browns. And I think we've got this one this time. We're nearing a championship.
So
have you ever been to a Browns game?
So Blake, you think we're in pretty good position come this season to take a championship?
With Johnny Manziel, we have all of our ducks lined up to win this championship.
Hey Blake, I think someone might be on the phone.
I don't think so.
Oh no, I'm on the phone.
Yes, do you have a question for Blake, sir?
Not for Blake necessarily, just a question in general.
Yes, quite a general question, okay.
I've listened to a lot of your father's show, so I figure like general questions are expected.
On Fridays, and today is actually a Wednesday, but okay, yeah, sure, general question.
We're talking sports, but go ahead.
We're talking sports. Well, my general question is, what's the general topic of the show this evening?
Sports.
Sports. I thought it was white privilege. I'm sorry.
It kind of ties in, but it's also a myth.
Oh, wait. I couldn't understand you, Lil Triv.
Let me try. He said it kind of ties in, but it's also a myth, implying that there's no white privilege in sports.
No. Again, this is a general. It's a general question. It has nothing to do with sports. It has to do with the topic of the radio show.
I know. He said it kind of ties in. He was trying to relate it, but it doesn't really. We're talking about sports.
I understand.
We're talking. I think I think you're confused. We weren't talking about white privilege. We were talking about a white player named Johnny Manziel, the best quarterback we've ever had in the Browns since Tim Couch. And I don't know.
Right, no,
I don't know what
John Football. I'm personal friends with John Football. You better watch your mouth.
Watch my mouth. I'm singing his praises.
I thought it was Football John.
No, it's John Football. I've been friends with him since the sixth grade.
Is it true that he parties really hard, like a just like really cool, like just party, just a lot of drugs and just sex, the doubling up on women? And
well,
just...
He plays hard, he footballs hard, he parties hard, and he touchdowns hard. Everybody knows that it's football.
If you knew when you were
doubling up on women,
if you knew him when you were 12,
mind if I butt in since I'm the guest.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, Blake.
Johnny Manziel.
Wait, who's the guest? Who's Blake?
Hard.
Who is Blake?
I'm a sports expert. I was contacted to be on the show because they haven't had an expert in a while. And okay. I'm here to talk about sports because I know almost everything about them. And tonight I'm talking about Johnny Manziel, that you are best friends with and party with. And here's what I'm going to say about this white player. Johnny Manziel doubles up on women. He parties hard. He drinks all the time, but at the end of the day, it's because he plays football. And I don't care what he does. I don't care that he doubles up on women. He plays football, and that's what I pay attention to. I don't care if he skipped around downtown Cleveland naked. He plays football, and he does it amazingly.
Wow, that was... Wow, Blake, that was friggin' awesome.
You guys have Blake, the... expert on air, because he that was insight. It's the first insight I've heard on this radio station in a long time.
Wait, you just said that was insight. Did you mean that was insightful?
No,
it was insight. I provided insight.
Blake, do you think it was more insightful or that it was just okay?
All right.
I guess we lost the caller who never gave us his name and actually was kind of an idiot.
Blake, you still with us?
Sure, what?
What'd you think of the guy?
Dumb as hell. We're talking about sports and he's talking about topics.
Well, okay then. Doubling up on women, what does that mean to you?
It means two women. It means making him as strong as two men.
So two women that are so hot that he feels like two men.
Listen, how often do you hear the phrase a player doubling up during a championship game, playing his ass off in the final game of a world championship, and the announcer says he has doubled up. LeBron James has doubled up. Tim Couch has doubled up.
Hey.
When you double up, you double what your body is capable of. When you double up on sports, you win the game. When you double up on women, you might just be going home with one of them.
Hey, Blake.
Yes?
Can we go a little into a sexual direction?
If we're talking cheerleading, that's a sport.
Oh, that's a good topic, actually. Is cheerleading a sport?
No. It's just a bunch of hot chicks dancing around wishing they were playing the sport that's going on inside of them, inside of their circle.
The number's 216-368-2208.
We'd love to hear your opinion on it.
I know what you think.
Is cheerleading a sport?
I love this topic. Are they just a bunch of hot ladies dancing around, or are they actually... Is it a sport, Blake?
Is hot women dancing around not a strip club? Was that the question?
Blake, answer me directly. Again, even if it's the same answer that you already gave me. Is cheerleading a sport?
No. No, it's hot women dancing in a circle, wishing the men who are playing look at them so that they do worse. You know the cheerleaders?
for the home team is actually women who are fans of the opposing team.
Like, what is a drill team?
A drill team is cheerleaders who wear turtlenecks.
So is drill team a sport?
Yeah.
Blake,
what?
How did you break the conspiracy that the cheerleaders are actually fans of the opposing team?
Because I talked to them. You've never been to... Wait a second. You've never been to a sports game and felt the desire to talk to, just the prettiest girls in the entire stadium and get to know them a little bit? Maybe ask them out for a drink? You've never done that.
I don't get to go out to sports games much.
Then, that must be why I am on the phone then, okay? So when you talk to these cheerleaders, it's very easy to tell why they're there and who they're working for. That's how I know, by talking to them like a human being.
Does each cheerleader work for a different company?
A different team, Little Triv. So that each time a different away team comes to play the sport, there's at least one cheerleader who's trying to distract the men in the team from the home team game. Understand?
Yeah.
What's the next question? What about women's sports? Where are the male cheerleaders? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Your tone is starting to really wear me down.
Grind on you?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not done talking about this topic.
What did you say about optic?
I have more optics on the cheerleading debate.
Yeah, so do I. They're fun to look at. That doesn't mean it's a sport. It's an optical illusion. Can you say that? Can you pronounce that?
Optical illusion.
Has anyone ever told you that you're what's your IQ? What's your IQ?
What is the range?
I don't know, 0 to 200.
I'm probably a 10.
Well, I was gonna say 80. But 10's not that far off.
Thank you. Someone on the... I'm on a website, and they says, those girls are tough. I used to be involved with this girl in high school who was the lead cheerleader who would have to tumble and get thrown up in the air. Some days she'd have a black eye. Some days she'd have a broken arm. Maybe she secretly played hockey, but yeah, I'd say it was a sport.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about, because I've talked to these women. They know what they're in there for. You said hockey. You guys know about the Monsters, right?
I'm the wrong guy to ask, Seth.
I've been to a couple games, yeah. I saw a fight.
It's ice hockey for kids.
Excuse me?
That's what it is.
What is?
The Lake Erie Monsters is ice hockey for kids?
It's ice hockey for little kids.
Do they have cheerleaders?
No, it's for kids. They have moms. Blake. They have moms.
Blake.
Yeah? You said Lake. My name's Blake.
Are all cheerleaders hot?
Yes. What do you think makes a woman hot?
What?
Legs. Hey, Blake, before we get too far into what we think makes women hot, which I'd love to get into, but I want you to... I want you to beg me to keep you on the air, because otherwise I'm hanging up, but I'm giving you a chance to beg.
Well, here's your begging. Please, please hang up on me and let me not be on the show anymore. Please, please let me not be on the show.
If you want to be on the show, still you have to beg to be kept on the show.
please hang up on me. Please don't make me talk to you anymore. You have a low IQ, and neither of you know anything about sports or women. Please don't hang up on me. I mean, hang up on me. Please hang up on me.
Well, which one do you want? Do you want us to hang up on you, or do you want us to not hang up on you? Also, you're very rude.
Please, 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 please don't make me talk to you two anymore. Please hang up on me.
I like how you beg, but you were supposed to beg to be kept on the air, not to be hung up on.
Well, I guess what you learned tonight is that you can't just ask somebody to beg for something they don't want to do, okay? You can walk up to a cheerleader and beg to take them out on a date. They're going to say no. You know what they'll say? They'll say, please, please, can I not go out on a date with you? Can I please not go on a date with you? And well, you're standing there like a complete dumbass.
Well, the fact that you just said that actually pinched a nerve, because I think I've always thought until just now where you mentioned that it might have happened to you, I always thought that maybe I was the only person in the world who asked a girl out on a date and they responded by begging me not to take them.
There you go. And they are proposed to a celebrity. Their response is going to be this. Oh, please, please, can I not marry you?
Has this happened to you with a woman?
No. No.
Are you good?
Because I don't ask anybody to beg for something that they don't want to do, like you did to me tonight. So that's what you learned. You learned something that I already knew. You learned something that was so obvious that I didn't even need to experience a life experience to understand not to do it. You learned something so rudimentary that it's never even crossed my mind.
If you want to be, if you're willing to beg as much as you have begged, and it's actually been a lot, to get off the air with me, I got a question for you. Why haven't you hung up yet?
Because I'm not holding my phone. I am driving 88 miles per hour on the speedway, talking to you on speakerphone, and I cannot hang up or I'll crash.
Is the speedway the highway?
The speedway is the freeway, genius. And do you know what I'm doing while I'm driving this fast?
Cocaine?
I wish, but I'm drinking. Do you think the road is straight or curvy?
Well, if you're drinking, it probably looks like a mirage.
The road is curvy. I'm going up a mountain, 88 miles per hour. If I reach forward to hang up, I will crash. That's why I'm not hanging up yet.
Oh, so you absolutely have to stay on the phone. Okay, so
yes.
If I hung up on you, you would probably die?
I would finally have some peace and quiet.
Are your eyes open or closed while driving up the curvy mountain at 88 miles an hour?
Half open.
Seth, do you have any last questions for this blowhard?
I want him to go. Come on, we gotta wrap this up. We gotta wrap the show.
Yeah, Blake, say what you gotta say. We gotta wrap this up.
I think LeBron's leaving. He's not coming back. And I think we're gonna go up head-to-head against the Golden State Warriors again, and who knows who's gonna win.
What state are the Golden State Warriors from?
Kansas.
Before you go, Blake, just to take you down a couple notches, I don't know much about sports, but you are not an expert. I don't even know if you're an analyst.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It was so good to talk to you. Now I'm going to risk my life to hang up on you. Goodbye.
Well, bye, Blake. We'll save the worst insults for after the break. That was one bad man. You're listening to the Goodnight Show with Little Triv. We got about 5 minutes left and we got a caller. RUWE, you're in the air.
Guys, I really thought I'd give this show a chance, but that Blake, whoever he was, really turned me off of the whole thing. I was expecting like a normal college radio experience, like you guys could maybe like, I don't know, talk about life or maybe play a Bad Religion song or I don't know what I wanted, but I'll never listen again because Blake is the worst sports expert I've ever heard.
Well, if we could get one of you every week, I'd feel pretty good because you sound like a bad man.
Okay, so I just walked into something.
You surely were listening on your radio.
Oh, yeah, I just got back from the hospital, actually.
How'd it look?
And she's in a coma.
That's actually not that bad of news.
And the way I look at it, not dead, and I don't have to take care of her for a little while.
Not dead and not alive.
It's just going to be me and my ghosts for a while. We'll talk about that next time.
Have you ever had to pull the plug on a family member?
Pretty much, yeah. Almost every one of them except Sydney, but she's probably next.
I all but have.
You stood by the bed and then thought about pulling it?
I all but actually did it to almost every last member of my family.
Well, so you got close to the cutting board.
So, that caller we just lost, what could have been a lifelong listener, because of a bad guess, is that fair?
No, and he probably listened to the whole thing, too, before he made up his mind, which is fair. But who's that sports expert?
He was a sports guy that got an email about, actually it was a fax, which we have not got a fax since maybe months ago. So it was interesting to get a fax. And the more I read it, how mean the fax was, it looks like it was probably written by the sports expert.
He didn't sound like he wanted to be on the show, though.
It was an act, Lanigan. Sometimes men, if you know anything about men, sometimes they're a little too cool for what they're surrounding themselves with. Where's Seth?
Toiletry?
Well, he doesn't get to say his prayer tonight. I'm shutting this thing down. Good night.
Hey,
say your prayer. Say your prayer.
Hey, what I miss? No prayer. I just want to catch up with you guys real quick. So what I miss? What's going on?
Someone called in and said he's never listening to the show again after hearing Blake.
That was what was so great about having producer John around.
Who?
To screen the calls, you know?
Oh, producer John, he was the guy that took his own life, Lanigan.
Yeah, he killed himself.
We got 2 minutes left, Lanigan.
It's time to go, man.
I'm still hungry.
That's just your little prayer. Doesn't have to be a long one, Seth.
Oh, not from me, please. I'm shy tonight. How about from you?
I just want to bless my family. My father, who killed another man in friendly fighter in Vietnam. And his father, who killed another man in World War II.
And my father, who fell victim to your father's friendly fire in Vietnam.
Actually, we got a phone call. Let's take this really quick. Hey, you got like 30 seconds. You better make it count.
Hi.
This better be good. You have 30 seconds.
I just wanted to say I've pulled the plug on every single one of my family members.
And did it feel, I don't know, did you, what, did it feel, I don't know, okay.
I've done that too, and honey, you're like me, you're a murderer. And how does it feel?
I am not. They deserved it.
Honey, you're a murderer, like me.
I think you're kind of a hero.
She's like me.
You sound kind of young.
I'm only like 14.
That's cool. That's cool you have the authority to do that.
Child murderer, thank you for calling. You're a serial killer.
All right, we got seconds left. We got seconds
left.
You're
welcome.
Hey, I just want to say something to you really quick, honey. If I was a kid again, I would be a big-time killer because you get out when you're 18 and you get to kill other people and you remember it all. Thank you for the phone call. Wait, what?
I didn't even have to serve time. It's been great.
Yeah, that's awesome, honey.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call.
happy for you.
And we got one more. Okay, we can squeeze you in. What do you got?
No, I just need to call back and say, like, I mean, Blake was terrible, but that last call made me a lifelong fan.
Well, good. I'm glad we ended this way. We got to go. All right. Yeah. I hope that guy keeps calling. He's a real pleasure.